Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
And here we go with another grassroots marketing on CannabisRadio.com. And, you know, who ever thought about how much cannabis companies would need the help of IT technology and cloud solutions? But there is a company that's actually going to talk about that for us today. Joining me right now, this company we're going to be featuring here on the program, they have a cannabis forward approach. Because this is an industry that demands precision, compliance, and adaptability, their expertise in providing technology solutions tailored to the cannabis sector is unmatched. Close to 70 site builds and collaborations with some of the largest cannabis companies in the U.S. That's a lot. And that company is called Comply, or some people might say it's Comply, you know, but no, Comply, I believe, is what it is. And the person I'm speaking with about this is Rob Metcalf, who is Vice President of IT Infrastructure at Comply. Thanks for being on with us, Rob. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me this morning.
So is it Comply or Comply?
It is actually Comply, based off of the word compliance, which IT is a very big part of that.
Because what was that whole phrase? What's the phrase, fait accompli or something like that? It's, I think it's one of those things. That's where I would have, oh, that side of the accent. But no, Comply makes a little sense to me. That's why I kind of figured it was one way or the other. But anyway, which way? So Comply is a spinoff of Techvine, which provides technology support services tailored to businesses in highly disrupted and highly regulated industries with cannabis. And you're empowering organizations to navigate complex regulatory landscapes and achieve success. Well, without going into the full breadth of what the infrastructure entails, what is it about the cannabis industry that needs the kind of solutions that Comply is providing?
Well, if you look at it from the perspective of the actual industry itself, we know that it's highly regulated. Whenever you have something that's highly regulated, whether it's in the hospitality industry, hospitals, banking, U.S. government, there are certain regulations you need to follow. And with that, we found a niche in the cannabis sector. Not only working with IT, but also working with the security providers to basically ensure that these locations stay up and live 24/7, 365, which is, in the case of every state, the regulations.
There's various solutions you provide. The website, by the way, is comply.io, C-O-M-P-L-I.io. You look at the website. There's a full menu, portfolio solutions, design and build, physical security, low voltage cabling, internet connectivity, network and voice, and project management, among others. So if a company is coming in to go ahead and speak with you about these areas, you know, what is it that makes it stand out that other companies, if we're coming into this space, again, disruptive and highly regulated, what I want to figure out is what is it that Comply actually does that is so specific to the industry that cannabis companies would absolutely find it detrimental to have their services in play?
Yeah, so it really comes down to the experience to start off with. You don't necessarily want to hire just any random IT or any random security company out there because they might not understand the full array of regulations that's involved with the industry as a whole. So why they would pick us is just for the experience. And then we sit there and we actually take them through the entire process. A lot of people that are out there don't exactly know what it takes to build a place out. And we provide the education, you know, free of charge to just sit there and say, all right, so we'll walk you through from bare bones, like you just got a license, to all the way to building out the facility and then supporting it afterwards. So that means that we don't just sit there and operate as a, you know, typical contractor per se, where they'll build a building and then they're done. We sit there and say, we're going to be your helping hands from day one when you give us your floor plans and address all the way until you decide, you know, that you're either done with the industry or you sell or anything like that.
So a couple of testimonials we have on the website as well to give an idea for other business owners out here in the space so they know what Comply really does. They make the point about how you have expertise guiding them in deploying critical technologies like an ERP system or analytics platform, streamlining operations and propelling us towards profitability. I would imagine there's a lot of things when you're coming in, if it's an ERP you're putting into the space, or any kind of, you know, software, or again, a, let's say, logistics platform, adding that into the space, there's a lot of companies that have where, you know, it's the extra paperwork, it's the extra manpower for those that will need to be able to adapt to the technology. Is there a learning curve behind what you're providing in here in terms of when it's set, you know, how much is it to be able to maintain, and really how much involvement does Comply have in the process going forward after it is installed?
So when you're talking about enterprise ERP systems, we'll just abbreviate it, you're looking at something that's a long-winded project. It's not something that you can just throw in there right from the beginning and not quite have the customer grasp what exactly is going on with it. So what we do is we'll sit there and act more as brokers for it. And once the service or systems are in place, we act as escalation points to better provide the service, the upkeep, and again, making sure that, you know, most ERP systems need internet connectivity to make sure that they're working, unless it's a completely on-prem, non-connected experience that you're looking for, which is usually not the case in cannabis. So we'll sit there and say if there's an issue going forward a year later, not only would they be able to speak directly with the platform manager, meaning the person from the actual company that is selling the ERP system, but also coming back to us and being able to use our expertise to either troubleshoot the issue or find the right person in the blink of an eye to help service and support it.
I know for the company I'm at, for all the years as a podcast network, in August there'll be 20 years working with this outfit here. We've won our own share of enterprise software. I can tell you that we've gone there, Basecamp to Salesforce. Salesforce was at a point where we actually had to have somebody on board, you know, assigned to just work full time on managing the Salesforce platform. So some of these platforms we've seen out there can be really time consuming, and you know, there could be a bit of hesitation or pushback from companies that, or for the employees that want to come on board, meanwhile the CEO or the CFOs or, you know, or the, you know, whoever it is, a vice president as well, would say, no, we're going to be using this. We're on another platform as well. But also that took us a while to get ourselves adapted and really get the system in motion because it requires so much data entry, so much input. What can you tell me about, you know, when you, again, you're brokering it, but again, you also have to go ahead and be able to recommend which platforms work best for these companies and take these companies out of their comfort zone, but for the good of managing their business and making sure they have all their numbers in order?
Well, that's a good question. And it was more complicated earlier on in the industry when there wasn't anything kind of pseudo-specific to the industry as a whole. So you're basically, in the beginning, you were taking software that was to be, you know, applied to different industries, didn't really work or make a lot of sense with cannabis. Nowadays, there's new platforms out there. We work closely with Black Thumb Industries, and they're able to not only teach us about how to better service, support, and sell the products, but also, you know, they've created something that has single-handedly revolutionized the industry, and a lot of companies are starting to pick up on that and move over towards Black Thumb as a whole. The other interesting thing about that, which I'll touch on, is you see a lot of mergers and acquisitions in the cannabis space. I think we all know that, you know, when you're dealing with multiple platforms and trying to take that square peg and jam it into a round hole to make both systems talk to each other, integrate with each other, usually 99% of the time, it's either going to be very, very expensive and almost useless. You're better off with starting fresh, taking the raw data that you have, bringing it to us, bringing it to our partners, and then letting us digest it and telling you and kind of lead you into a direction where we think you'll be the most successful in the future. And after doing this a few times, we sat there and, you know, now we can say maybe we're not the experts at it, but we're able to put you in contact with the experts in the industry. So again, that's kind of that brokerage model of trust us to help you with our plethora of partners to get you across the finish line.
So when I think of the word comply, obviously with the name of the company, COMPLI, obviously add the ANCE, you're with compliance, and that's exactly what we're looking at here. And of course, if you hear me on this program on our Blunt Business Series, you know, I'm more than a proponent of compliance and finding out ways to proactively stay compliant, not just because of what was being required under, you know, a metric regulated state or any of the states, because their compliance standards are not above board. You know, we've talked about having standards matching or exceeding good manufacturing practices, GMPs, which is the standard for other industries that they follow. Now, with that said, it's a lot to go ahead and expect for companies to go ahead and do the kind of compliance. But how does this necessarily, how does this platform actually help to create compliance when it comes to, while you can have the numbers, the logistics, and the data in place, there's still something to be said about the grow, the possible contaminations of the grow, and making sure that whatever testing goes on, how much involvement is in compliance that your solutions provide?
So starting off with the security side of things, now we can sit there and say every single one of the states, their regulations are a little bit different. So starts out with the bare bones of reading the regulations and then rereading the regulations, because we do know that they change very, very frequently. So if we start that, we can build out the security platform of a location. From there, once that's implemented, you know, and passed the inspection, especially in a cultivation type setting, we'll sit there and we'll be able to say to the customers, what are you actually looking to accomplish? You know, what type of metrics, what type of data are you trying to pull from your grow rooms in order to make yourself successful? And we've seen all sorts of different platforms. We've done trial and error with many different platforms. One of the ones we see most commonly is GrowLink. From our perspective, GrowLink is a it's kind of something that's off to the side. We provide GrowLink with the network connectivity through our builds that allows the actual application, the software, the hardware to monitor everything inside the grow rooms, checking for everything, checking light, humidity, you know, the whole deal with that. And then being able to leverage our systems to get that information to the customer as soon as it comes up. And as for other things like that, when we see something like, I don't know, fungal infections or inconsistencies in grow rooms, we'll be able to take our solution, sort of augment it, or bring in people that might have seen something like that before. A customer of ours recently had a water issue, and we were able to sit there and say, we might know a person that might be able to help you out with this, or at least give you an idea of, you know, what you need to do in order to get everything growing back on track while simultaneously, you know, not losing a harvest or anything of that nature. So those were kind of like the veins or the arteries that pass the information through for various other platforms.
It's obviously worked, because 10-year careers, I'm looking at it, your track record shows that, you know, you've never failed an inspection. You've overseen over 6 million square feet of cultivation, processing, and dispensing space.
Correct.
And that's impressive. I don't know how many years that's gone over and how many different businesses that might be, but still, that's a lot. So whatever you're doing, you've obviously created a set standard that will be enough to go and hold to an overabundant compliance standards. I mean, it's above and beyond the call of duty, which is exactly what I'd love to see. When you put this in place, let me ask you about that, because I did mention GMP, and there's others of what kind of compliance standards there are. I mean, for any company that works with you, should they meet a set standard of compliance when calling upon you to come on board?
So, yes. The answer is obviously yes. You need to meet the minimum state requirements regardless. Mm-hmm. But we take a... we don't take a one-size-fits-all approach. Something that's worked for a gigantic MSO who has money up to wazoo may not work for somebody else. So there's a lot of different ways to skin the cat, so to speak, where, you know, we'll have somebody actually contact us and say, listen, we don't have the budget for doing an entire access control suite, which would be your typical card reader system that you see in most highly compliant facilities. That's not actually a regulation, at least in Illinois and in most other states. You can actually get away with a old school lock and key setup. You just need a clipboard with ins and outs, and you have to sign in and out every time you go through it. Ends up saving a ton of money. Very difficult to keep track of, so it's not what we would recommend. But there's... even if that's the case and they want to go that direction, we sit there and say, we'll help you. We'll help you do that entire thing. You know, we can work with locksmiths to make sure all that stuff is up and ready for you. But, you know, it might not be the best approach just because you miss one sign in or sign out on that clipboard. You can get audited. The state might not be happy. And we all know that the states, it's state dependent, but a lot of them do fine if, you're out of compliance for a given time. So that one-size-fits-all approach in the cannabis industry just does not work. We'll have to, you know, we're very agnostic as far as our platforms are concerned. So, you know, say company number one wants the full suite, best of the best, the Bentley, the Cadillac of compliance software, security, et cetera, networking. The other company on the right-hand side might sit there and say, well, we don't have the budget for that. Can you help us find something that'll fit and exceed our needs while still being in compliance? It might not have some of the fancy tools, some of the new AI analytics that are in there, but it'll definitely pass the test and they'll be able to operate without issue.
Let's go ahead and get everybody all engaged and go to the website comply.io, comply.io. And Rob, as we go and wrap things up, again, Comply specializes in crafting tailored technology solutions, unlocking your growth potential while ensuring compliance and security. You made a point about, for some companies that, you know, you've worked with large MSOs, to those that might have said on the onset, well, we don't have the budget for it. So Talk to me about what it is that you're able to go and do for those large and small businesses. When they come to you now, they go to the website, what should they be doing?
So what you need to do is we do have a questionnaire on our website, and you can reach out to us there. You can also just contact us directly via email, via phone, whatever works for you. All that information's on the website. And, you know, we'll sit there and we'll talk to anybody. That's our other biggest policy is, doesn't matter who you are, where you are in the country. We're 50 states certified. We've done work at with one of our older companies that we still have all over the entire planet, more or less, you know, from China to India to Europe to Asia, so on and so forth. So we're pretty multifaceted, and we'll be able to develop and create a solution for you while listening to your exact needs, your exact requirements, because everybody's different. So, you know, you might sit there and say, I don't even have a floor plan. I have an address. I just want a license. Well, we can help you talk to an architect. We can help you find a construction company that we've worked with that passes our sniff test that makes it seem like it's a lot easier on you. So you don't have to worry about all this stuff. We have your back. And like you said, we support it to eternity. You know, we'll sit there and I still get phone calls from, you know, our earliest customers, just, you know, whether it's checking in or reporting an issue or just, you know, saying hi. It's those relationships that we think have actually brought in most of the success with our company. It's not even necessarily the work. It's just the support, the relationships, and, you know, being a trusted advisor.
Fantastic. Been again joined by Rob Metcalf, Vice President of IT Infrastructure at Comply. Again, the website is compli.io. Rob, thanks for being on.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.